Hey everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I haven't been on in a while, but there has been a lot of things going on with my singing. Anyway, today I'll be having a lot of things going on. Please be sure to check out CATIESings.com, katiesings.com, and you'll be able to see some of my new songs that I posted and what I'm all about. Anyway, I'd like you all to hear one song while we take a break while I get my recipes, and hope you like it. Stay tuned.
In my room, wrapped in shadow, I see blood red moon. People roam the sidewalks crying to be fed. Can't escape the hungry voices ringing in my head. Must I stay all by myself in empty space, or should I fly to where the lightning breaks the sky? But it's okay, it's just the passing night. When darkness swallows hope alive, fear is trapped inside. Stumbling down a road that has no end, but one spark at the edge of sight will keep me here, waiting for the light. In my town, draped in winter, the bitter rain pours down. Ugly secrets locked behind an open door. I hear whispers in the hallway echo above the wind that roars. And must I stay all by myself in empty space, or should I fly? It's just the passing night. When darkness swallows hope alive, and fear is trapped inside. Stumbling down a road that has no end, but one spark at the edge of sight will keep me here, waiting for the light. The nuns pray in the courtyard, their beads are wet with tears. There's no answer in the cloister, or is it just that no one hears? Is the ugliness that sears our eyes closing up our ears? But it's okay, it's just the passing night. When darkness swallows hope alive, and fear is trapped inside. Stumbling down a road that has
recipes. Hope you like that song. I recorded that just a couple months ago. Anyway, today's recipes will be apple banana smoothie and apple crisp. Today's obviously is based on apples, so here we go with the first recipe, and I hope you all like it. The ingredients are going to be one frozen banana peeled and chopped, half a cup of orange juice, one gala apple peeled, cored, and chopped, 1/4 cup of milk. Here's the directions. Thick and healthy fruit drink with apple, banana, and orange juice. Here it goes. The frozen banana takes the place of shaved ice and results in a smooth, creamy texture. Serve with dollop of whipped cream for added effect. Now, In a blender, combine the frozen banana, the orange juice, the apple, and the milk. Blend until smooth. Pour into a glass and serve. But with this, put my own twist in it. If you put a scoop of sherbet in with it, with a couple things of ice, it tastes so much better. Now, the next recipe I have three for you today. The third one is a total surprise. I hope you all like it. Anyway, the next one is apple crisp. Yay! I love apple crisps. Anyway, here you go. Here's the ingredients. 4 apples, peeled, cored, and chopped. 1 dash of ground cinnamon. 1 dash of ground nutmeg. 1/2 cup of walnuts. 1/2 cup of pecans. What next? Okay, 1/2 cup of brown sugar. 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour. 4 tablespoons of butter, diced, and a pinch of salt. Here's how you prepare it. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Place apples in a pie pan and dust with cinnamon and nutmeg. Cover with foil and bake for 20 minutes. In a food processor, chop the nuts with a few short pulses. Pour in the sugar and flour and process to combine. Add butter and salt and process until mixture resembles coarse meal. Sprinkle topping over the apples. Bake in the preheated oven for 30 minutes or until golden brown. Now what I like to do is with the pinch of salt. Oh no, wait a minute, it already has it in there. Never mind. Just totally disregard what I just said. Anyway, the next recipe I have for you, and if you hear any clicking, that's my computer for the recipes. The third surprise recipe is apple ladybug treats. Yay! Ingredients: 2 red apples, 1/4 cup of raisins, 1 tablespoon of peanut butter, and 8 thin pretzel sticks. And you should see the picture. They are so cute. I'm going to use it for the site. How to prepare. Red apples are decorated to look like ladybugs. Now, this is a really cute and great snack that kids will enjoy. So here it goes. Slice the apples into halves from top to bottom and scoop out the cores using a knife. If you have an apple core, core them first, then slice. Place each apple half flat side down on a small plate. Dab the peanut butter onto the back of the ladybug, then stick the raisins onto the dabs for the spots. Use this method to make eyes too. Stick one end of each pretzel stick into a raisin, then press the other end into the apples to make antennae. Antenna, whatever you want to call it, whatever. Then, and that's the third recipe. Oh my gosh, there's been so much stuff going on. Probably my podcast will be coming at a slower pace now, probably about one per every other week. Probably because if you check out katiesings.com, I have gotten a producer for my music, so I probably won't be on as much, but I will still be doing my podcast because it's my fun little thing to do. So don't worry about that. I like that. And these recipes today were brought to you by Bob's Beer and BBQ.com. My dad always has a bunch of recipes on there. Thank you, Daddy, for the recipes. Anyway, back to business, telling you that I will not be on here, remember, every couple of weeks. To all of you who went to the Zazzle.com and voted for my Mother's Day shirt, thank you so much because I got honorable mentions in the voting with the judges. So I did win a poster, so thank you to everybody. Secondly, I'd also like to tell you, one of the people from my podcast wrote me a note saying that they bought one of my t-shirts, and that was so cool. Thank you so much. I'd also like to give 2 shout-outs before I leave you today. One is to a little girl named Kenna. She's turning 7 today. Hi, Kenna. Happy birthday. She lives in Laguna Niguel, California, with her mom, Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Nice to meet your family. Thank you for the whatever it's called. I can't think of it now. Oh, my gosh. Getting so weird. Anyway, second shout out is to a little kid named Brian. He's turning 10. Hi, Brian. I'd also love to get a shout out to Raul Julia Levy, whatever that was, my new producer. Hi, Raul. I have to have you on my site one of these days. I have to have you on my podcast. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm getting so old. Anyway, I'm getting senile. Anyway, I hope you guys all enjoyed today's podcast. I will be back next week. And please give me any feedback you have. It'd be great. Thank you so much. Bye, y'all.